أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون. As explained yesterday, that a person should not be in the misconception that just because I belong to a certain family, our ancestry, our predecessors were very pious, so that is going to give me my salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Every person's iman must be correct. And at that point, it is very important nowadays also that we make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He gives us that iman which is required by Him and which Allah loves. Otherwise, all types of iman and Islam are prevalent today. And most of them will be rejected besides that which is ma ana alihi wa ashabi. That which I am on, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and my sahaba. Otherwise, there are more than enough brands of Islam, but only that one Islam will be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So a person has to die with that iman. Just belonging to a family or to a community or to a society is never enough for a person. And then on that day, Allah warns the Bani Israel of this. And we are also warned in the same strain, the ayat is in the Quran Sharif. And then on the day of Qiyamah, a person might think, there are four aspects what a person thinks whenever he is in any problem, here in this world or on the day of Qiyamah, that he can save himself. One is that somebody will help me out, my brother, my friend, so and so. The other is, ulama have written, there are those people who don't want to spend money even if they got. And even if they are in a problem, they hope that somebody will sort me out, help me, and take me out of my problem. There are other people whose respect and honor is very dear to them. They don't mind spending any amount of money to come out of the problem if any problem comes to them. The fourth group are those people who whatever other form of help they can get, they want that help to save them. But Allah says none of these four things will help on the day of Qiyamah if a person hasn't got iman. So Allah says, لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. That no person will help come into the aid of any person whatsoever. In another ayat, Allah says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ. That a person will run away from his dear and close ones also. So the family will not help and no friends will help if a person did not have iman. The second is shafa'at, that is intercession. That is those people who don't want to spend their money, but they want somebody to intercede for them, somebody to help them out and take them out of their problem. The third is adl, that to pay some ransom, that the person, in order to save his respect and honor, he is prepared to pay any amount of ransom to save him. And these two things won't help. Yeah, Allah has mentioned shafa'at first and adlu afterwards. Later in the supara, Allah refers to the very similar ayat, but there Allah refers to adl, that is ransom first, and then shafa'at, intercession second. In any case, none of these things are going to help a person. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. And they will not be helped in any way whatsoever. All this is for those people who die without iman. And this is a very serious matter. Allah, and especially those who haven't got iman and they die without iman, it is also very serious and a sad case. But we, whom Allah in His kindness has given us iman, and if we lose it and we have to die without iman, without that iman which Allah requires from us, without that iman which Allah is pleased of us, then our case will be even more sad. that we had it and we did not look after it. We lost it. And we have to go without that iman. And this iman is the basic thing. All our piety, our ibadat, our knowledge, our big titles, our dressing, all that won't help us. It is this iman. And all of us have to be concerned about that, and especially during these very trying times. In fact, it was always, but now that we have come under pressure, the true colors come out of a person. That what is our iman like? So nothing, Allah explained, not only these four things, nothing will help a person who dies without that required iman. And not, or if a person dies with iman, that is also still not sufficient. Because many, many believers, because of their gunas, will have to go in Jahannam. And after they get cleansed of their gunas, then they will go to Jannah. And one split second in Jahannam cannot be conceived also. So with our iman, our complete Islam is also necessary. Iman must also be correct, that which Allah wants from us. And then our whole Islam must also be correct. Then a person will go straight to Jannah, no problems on Pul Sirat, no problems in front of when Hisab, Kitab, our accountability to Allah, and a person will go straight to Jannah. And unfortunately, we are least concerned about that. About any other protocol, any other procedures, we are very worried and concerned. But about these real matters, and death comes to a person anytime. And today we are seeing it's happening. A person who was now with us, by tomorrow, by tonight, we are reading his janazah already. And today it may be my janazah, anyone. So we have to be very concerned, and it's a matter of eternity, forever and ever, the akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala give us this concern and let us benefit from the Quran Sharif in the true sense. And not only that we read about it, listen to it, but the reality Allah in His mercy and kindness has granted to all of us.